Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Frank Dodini, D-O-D-I-N-I, address is 5834 Nielsen Drive, Paradise, California, 95969, phone 530-327-7117, ID is XXXXX8925, date of birth January 1, 1950, 72-year-old, married, retired. Man. Insurance is Medicare/UnitedHealthcare. Pharmacy is Walgreens S. Paradise, 530-876-8222. It is addressed to 1-Dr. Jamal L. E. L. Capital K. H. A. L. M. D. Paradise Medical Group, 6460 Pence Road, Suite A, Paradise, California, 95969-3673, phone 530-872-6650, fax 530-877-2196. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of change, recent change in sensation of bilateral tinnitus, subparagraph, recent history and findings of left arm and shoulder rash, responsive to topical therapy, subparagraph, clinical history of multiple round rashes in the lower extremities with gardening at home. Subparagraph, previous history and findings of lumbar radiculopathy, comma, spinal surgery with relatively good recovery from right foot drop. New paragraph, longstanding history of partial tinnitus with increased symptoms following COVID virus immunization. To symptoms of persistent but vacillating auditory tinnitus. Subparagraph, remote history of obstructive sleep apnea syndrome. Treated, previously thought resolved following interventional nasopharyngeal surgery. New paragraph. Recent adjustment and treatment for hypertension. New paragraph, long-standing history of ADHD treated with amphetamine/dextroamphetamine without adverse symptoms or complications. Dear professional colleagues, thank you for referring Frank Dodini for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, Frank has an apparently completely normal underlying neurological examination, despite his history of extensive spinal surgery, but excellent recovery. New paragraph. Frank is a 72-year-old, healthy and athletic man who is otherwise alert-oriented and appears to be in no distress, with preserved mental function, motor and sensory function, without ataxia. On his current treatment regimen and exercise activity. New paragraph. He gives an important clinical history of currently untreated sleep apnea, which was not retested following his nasopharyngeal surgery years ago. New paragraph. In consideration for his history and presentation, it would be my clinical opinion that sleep-disordered breathing and possibly underlying sleep apnea would be contributing to his clinical symptoms that may simply resolve with identification, intervention, and treatment. New paragraph. In consideration of this, at this time, I am referring him for sleep testing, and I will see him for reevaluation and follow-up to see if this isn't indeed the precipitating problem contributing to his clinical symptoms that would be responsive to interventional therapy. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when he returns and sign with respect with my professional signature.